The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
It is flying. 9 o'clock in the morning with the great Dion Miller from ESPN 1000, the Peggy and Dion show, and our Bears pregame with Mallory and Miller and ABC 7. I'm David Kaplan. Hoodie has the day off to do some Christmas shopping. There's flurries coming down.
I know,
down.
Isn't it fun? I love it. Tomorrow, Peggy and I are doing what I've affectionately deemed our Christmas spectacular show, which Jake just informed me it's our last show of the year. That happened quick.
Really?
I guess.
Why would that be,
Well,
Jake?
Next week we have Bears pregame on Christmas Eve.
Well, what
and then
about
do
the
we
31st?
Do we not do a show on New Year's Eve?
Unless you want to do one.
I mean, I don't know. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Anyway, it is our Christmas spectacular, and I thought that was just like a loose thing we would do, and then Peggy hit us with a great rundown for the whole show, so we're
How
ready
about
to roll.
That?
Oh, she's tremendous. Tremendous.
Go. The show sounds
so
tremendous.
Oh, we're very excited.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yes.
It's been a great... We have the most fun.
It is a... What's the word I'm looking for? It's very pleasing to the ear.
Oh, thanks. We enjoy talking to each other. And I feel like it's become, I don't know, very natural to...
That's exactly
you know, it's
right.
Very, it's just we enjoy talking to each other. And now other people are listening. That's really the difference.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool.
So that's tomorrow, 11 to 1.
So, all right, we're going to get to your weigh in on the state of sports.
Oh, gosh,
we have a couple callers. We're going to get them, and then we're going to get to you.
Okay.
Ray on the south side. What's up, Sparkles? Ray?
Morning, Ray.
Ray? Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, happy holidays.
You too.
You
love
too. The show.
My call was about the Bears, but first of all, I just want to say real quick about the Bulls. Just blow it all up. We've been through hell. Many years. Why not? What's another couple of years? And I trust AK. As far as the Bears are concerned, I know.
That's a fine.
I know we're a couple of years away from truly being a perennial contender, but I'm nervous about how the losing is going to affect. You know, Justin Fields. I think he's a natural born winner. He wants to win. He needs to see those wins start to rack up. And he's probably as impatient as we are as Bears fans. We want to punch the Packers in the mouth every single game. We want to take this team to the next level. And I don't think we have the patience for this to run out 3 to 4 years, like Double C was saying. And like you guys were mentioning that we're a few years away. But that's it. Thanks again for taking my call. And, Have a great holiday, guys.
You too,
love
Ray.
The show.
You too, appreciate Ray. The call. Let's get Q Man in from the South Side. Hey, Q.
What's going on, Cap?
Good morning.
You there, Q?
Yeah, I'm here. I just want to say that I agree with Shay on the whole free agent thing, because if you look at the past Super Bowl winners, all came from free agents. Well, I mean, yeah, it's good to build out the draft, but look at the Detroit Lions and the New York Jets and the New York Giants. Yeah, they got about 5, 6, 7, you know, first-round picks, but they've been drafting since Brian Urlacher and Charles Tillman was in the league, and they still ain't good. I mean, yeah, the Detroit Lions scoring points and everything right now, but look what a team is at, and they got more first-round picks than we have. So, to me... I feel like I agree with Shay. You build out the draft, but the problem is, do we have the personnel to go sell ourselves to those free agents who want to come here? Where would you rather go? You rather go to the Detroit Lions, who, you know, ain't, you know, no team, no players is going to Detroit, or would you rather just come here to Chicago that, you know, that has a great city and a good franchise? That's the problem is, can we sell ourselves to those free agents. Because look at the Philadelphia Eagles. Half of their secondaries is all free agents. Half of their players is all free agents. And they're winning. So I agree with Shay. I think we should go after the free agent. Yeah, we build out the draft, but go after the free agent while you guys have the money.
Appreciate the call, Q. Have a great holiday and a great weekend. The problem is you're going to get veteran players. If the money's about the same, they're going where they think they can win.
Yes. Yes.
And we're not at that stage yet.
No. For any team in our city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the stark contrast just between what teams in Chicago have done and what teams in Philadelphia are doing. Philadelphia is feasting right now. I've been in this city for over 10 years. I have never seen futility like what we're experiencing right now. Never. Never. Have you?
Late 70s.
Late 70s when it was this bad.
For every team.
For every team.
Yes.
I love going to Blackhawks games. I love cheering for the Blackhawks. I have never seen a team score a goal and give up so many right afterwards ever in my whole life.
It is unbelievable how they have fallen.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Agreed.
And the Bulls are so infuriating. I do trust AK. I do. So I'm with Ray, who said just blow it up. We've been through enough. I agree. At this, what you've built at this moment is not working. How can we hear the words that Lonzo Ball might not play at all?
How
can we actually hear those words out loud on a national broadcast and be like, oh, okay, it's not okay. They've never been whole.
They have never been whole, but how long do you wait to see if they can be whole?
I don't know. The fact that Lonzo Ball is not available right now is concerning to me. And that he's not close is concerning to me.
Right.
When's the last time he played a game, Cap? When is the last time he played a game?
January, 14th.
So it's been almost a full year.
Almost a year. January 15th.
He's feeling pain? Yes, me too, every day. Why can you not play basketball?
They said going up the stairs he's feeling pain. He can't run.
Well, that sounds like a lawsuit. How can he have had successful surgery and still not be able to do that?
Because maybe he has a chronic problem that can't get fixed.
Well, that is downright depressing.
Yeah.
So then they do need to blow it up because they invested a lot.
$80 million in him.
Dear Lord. And then Zach, it's just, this is too much inconsistency across the board with that team. So that's depressing.
Agreed.
The Carlos Rodon thing just infuriates me so much about what the White Sox aren't doing or haven't done and continue to not do, right? And you look at the White Sox and you look at the Bulls, owned by the same man, and you wonder, is that a reflection from the top? Like the fact that they are fine with being where they're at. And P.S., I hate the word fine. I hate it. When somebody tells me my work was fine, yep, it makes me want to throw up.
Hey, what do you think of this sweater on me?
That's fine. No. Gross. I want home runs. I want, that was a grand slam. Well done.
Wow,
that
you looks look amazing.
Correct. I don't want fine.
Correct.
I don't want fine. We heard Courtney say that about the Bears. Some of the Bears talent. They're like, well, it's just fine. We don't want fine. We want better than fine.
Correct.
And that's what's happening there. And I don't know. It's disappointing because in this city that I love and feel is the best sports city in the world, mm-hmm, and has such passionate fans, mm-hmm, that the franchises aren't holding up their end of the bargain. That's all I'm saying.
And I don't see any team, front office, ownership, group go, all I care about is winning.
No,
don't
I
tell
don't
me
either
what it costs. Just get it done. That
get it
is
done.
It.
Yeah. I don't know how to feel about the Cubs maybe getting none of these shortstops.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. That's very real possibility here, Cap.
It's a very real possibility. And we have a bit of audio from the owner of the Golden State Warriors. And when I find it, I'll play it for you, because I don't think I've ever played it for you. Hoodie has played it a bunch of times for us on the show. He talks about, all I care about is championships. I'm maniacal about championships.
Yes.
At this stage of my life, just that's all I want is championships. If we ever had an owner in this town come out and say that?
No. Not that I know of.
No, we have not.
We've not.
And that is disappointing.
Mm-hmm. It's been 7 years since the Hawks won their last one, right?
2015.
Almost 15, yeah.
So this spring will be eight.
Eight.
Cubs in 16.
Oh, right.
White Sox, 05.
Right.
Bears, 85.
Bulls?
Bulls, 98.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
To still claim the best sports city in the world.
Okay, go from the night the Cubs won, November 2nd, yes. 2016.
Magic.
Okay, the Bulls have not done any, haven't won a playoff series.
Mm-mm.
Blackhawks haven't won a playoff series.
Mm-mm.
White Sox haven't won a playoff series. Cubs got to the 2017 NLCS, and I think they won one playoff game, maybe.
Right.
No, they didn't. They didn't make it 1 year, lost a tiebreaker to the Brewers, and then lost a wild card game
to, right,
Rockies,
to the Rockies.
Got swept by the Marlins in 2020 and then blew it up.
Yeah.
The Bulls won one game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's it. The most exciting thing since the Cubs won the World Series was Justin Fields getting drafted,
yes,
that night.
Yes. Which is why it's so, that's why we're like living for Sunday, right? It's just to see him. We want to see more of him. We want to see more. We want to feel like we've got something to cling to, because otherwise we have nothing.
Mike asks a really, really good question. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Cap. How's it going?
How are you?
I just wanted to ask a question, you know, with kids moving forward and the teams in our city, like, where do you guys see the fan base coming from? Because if we continue to upset, you know, the parents and all that, it's like, you know, I have a 4-year-old and she trolls me with the Green Bay Packers as her favorite team. So just wanted to see what you guys think.
That's a really good point, because I try to have my kids follow the teams that I'm covering, right? Like, you want to show them that. But when I say to, you know, Cash is like, Blackhawks lost again? I mean, it's hard. He loves hockey, and he'll watch, but he is very passionate about watching the Seattle Kraken, not the Chicago Blackhawks.
Because the Chicago Blackhawks are terrible.
I know. Terrible. Terrible. Yeah. That's a very good point. But you mentioned how long it's been. I mean, I feel like that's why there's a whole generation of really passionate basketball fans, because the Bulls were winning. Same with the Hawks. The Hawks fan base is still very passionate.
But they're not drawing like they did.
No, they are not.
312-332-3776. We'll get to your calls on the Bears and the state of sports in Chicago. You heard Dion's perspective. What's yours? Next.
This is making my whole day.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
It's awesome. See?
Where those trees are.
Snow is falling outside. We're dreaming of a white Christmas. It's perfect. Perfect.
Wow.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
I just need some more coffee. That's all.
Let's go to the phone. 312-332-3776. Jeff is up next. Hey, Jeff, what's up, Sparkles?
Not much, man. Hey, Dion, I'm with you. Love the Christmas music, too.
Thank
I'm a coach down here, and if we're lucky enough to keep playing after Thanksgiving, that's all I listen to in my office.
I love it.
But, Cap, I listen to you just real quick. Listen to you every morning with my kids, driving to school. Driving here to the hospital yesterday morning, my wife had to get in the car. 7 o'clock, we flipped it on, and your little intro, Chicago, this is a morning routine. And my wife is like, really, we're going to listen to sports talk? And then my 8-year-old in the back is like, but Mom, that's our morning routine. That's what we listen to.
Oh, you're the best.
That's
that is
awesome.
So awesome.
That is
yeah,
so awesome.
So I'm training them right.
Let's you're the best.
Put it that way. But I wake up here in the hospital. Of course, I had every drug known to man, head surgery yesterday. And I wake up in the hospital this morning, and the first thing, and I get excited about this, I got ESPN on, and they're ranking the top 10 quarterbacks. And I know seeing Justin Fields at 11 just puts it all in perspective. We finally got a quarterback.
We do.
Right? Mm-hmm. In my life, I've never, and I know that, we got so much work to do on the on every aspect of our team, but the fact that we have a quarterback, we've got a shot. And that's, I mean, you want the state of Chicago sports. I mean, it all runs through football. I mean, Bulls were great, loved them. Michael Jordan was awesome. But honestly, when the Bears are winning, I mean, there's no other, nothing compares to that.
You are correct. You're feeling okay?
Yeah, you know, I was a football player about 17 years ago, and I never got the weight off, so I have weight loss surgery to get the weight off, and, you know, Russ got 2 weeks over Christmas to, you know, go with that sleeve, the gastric sleeve. So
good luck to you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Proud of you. There you go. Go get him.
Best to you, Jeff.
How about
Happy
that?
Holidays.
Surgery yesterday and calling us today.
I know. It's a gamer.
And the mom says, really? We're going to listen to sports? That's our routine,
That's
Mom.
That's what we do. That's training them right.
Pretty
I
awesome.
Agree.
Pretty That's awesome. Pretty awesome. Let's go to Connor. Connor's next. Hey, Connor.
Good morning, Connor.
Good morning. Hey, Cap. I just wanted to say, like, you say nobody wants to come play in Chicago.
Whoa,
they're not going to be able to
whoa,
get.
When did I ever say that?
Well, just a little bit ago, you were saying that free agents won't want to come to Chicago because they can't win.
I said that we're not going to get every player that we want out there in free agency. They will, veteran guys will want to go somewhere. If the money's even, they're going to want to go where they can have a chance to win.
Well, they got Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
The dude's been putting it, like, if they're, they got two more guys on their roster that's, you know, if they get a defensive tackle and offensive linemen in free agency, I think that they've got a pretty good chance of being really competitive next year and actually getting over the hump. Like, they don't need to add players at every position. It's
we will, you, Connor, I love your fandom, and you fan how you want to fan. I'll never tell you not to. I learned my lesson. We are 10 to 12 impact players away from being a really good roster. Be honest. Don't be a fan. Be honest with yourself.
Well, we can't all look at the Eagles and think that we need to beat the Eagles.
Well, they are the best team in the NFC and in the NFL.
They had an extra first-round pick for the last decade, it seems. It's amazing how they just keep that. I don't know how they get just first-round picks. So the Saints just throw them a first-round pick, just everybody. One of my best friends is an Eagles fan, and it just – Howie Roseman, man.
Well, that's
well,
–
thanks
and that's,
for taking my call.
Appreciate the call, Connor.
Thank you,
that's
Connor.
What the Bears have to beat.
Here's what I keep thinking about. Outside of the quarterback, what area of this – team are you unconcerned about moving forward? Like, what position, what
am I unconcerned about?
Yeah, that you're like, okay, this is at least this is settled.
Defensive backfield,
yeah.
I feel like is, you might want to add another corner, but it's pretty damn good.
It is good, yeah.
Beyond that, and the quarterback. Beyond
that's
that,
it, right?
That's it.
I mean, I don't even, I like
are
David
you
Montgomery.
Are you
I like,
re-signing him?
I don't know. They don't know.
So
he missed practice with an illness yesterday. That's not good news.
Correct. So if you re-sign him and you have Khalil Herbert, I feel fine about the running back
room.
I do
too, because we have Justin.
Yes. But beyond that, you have the worst wide receiver room in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's not close.
Right.
Your offensive line, you're going to probably need two new starters, if not three.
Mm-hmm.
Your defensive line probably need four new starters.
Yeah. You need four new starters on your defensive line.
Correct.
I like those guys. They're just fine. They're not great. They're fine.
Right.
We don't want fine.
We don't want fine.
No. We want impact players.
Correct. You didn't go to the Hugo Boss store and get your defensive tags. You went to like H&M.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Fine.
It's just, it's not going to last very
just
long.
Running grocery shopping. I can put on just a hoodie. I'm good.
I know.
We're going out to dinner at Chicago. Cut. I got to dress a little bit.
Yeah. Look like you belong there.
We don't have.
We don't have that. Right. We're still at H&M.
Let's go to Chase on the south side, our guy. Hey, Chase, what's up, Cookie?
Hey, well, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
All good,
how
man.
Are you?
Happy holidays.
Thanks. Same to you, Cap, man. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Appreciate you.
Safe and healthy.
You too.
I'm going to tell you, like, I did some homework last night, right? And I'm going to tell you guys why our teams have been sucking over the last several years. I did some homework. Like, the reason why our teams have been terrible is because we haven't drafted and developed talent. The only guys that I can remember that we drafted and developed and turned into Hall of Famers or superstars, I can recall only Brian Urlacher.
Yep.
Probably Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. And that's about it. I mean, that to me is an indictment on our coaching, our development, and our scouts. It's not even about the ownership, because the owners can only – look, the owners are hiring these guys to do them. But if you don't draft and you don't develop your talent, that's what the bottom line is. It's like you build teams through the draft and you develop. That's how you build championship contenders. I mean, how do you think the Golden State Warriors won those championships? They didn't win those championships by – they went out and gave KD, but still, Steph Curry was a draft pick. Draymond Green was a draft pick. Klay Thompson, draft pick. How do you think the Chiefs won championships? They won because they built their team through the draft.
Correct.
It's just the bottom line. We don't draft and we don't develop. The Bears have been, I mean, we could talk about, next year. I don't know if I trust Ryan Poles no more than I trust all the other GMs, because who outside maybe Brisker, his draft picks haven't been – I haven't been all that impressed with him no more than I have with any other GMs we have. I'm just saying that if you want to know why our teams are where we are, is because we don't draft well and we don't develop our talent. That's
you
what
are
we want. It's the bottom line.
100% right. Accurate.
He's right.
That's it. You guys have a good holiday.
You too, man.
Chase. He's exactly right.
Yes. That is absolutely
When you point it out that way, it is so glaring, like how the swing and misses that have happened.
Correct.
Consistently happened across the board in our city.
Correct. And so when you need to add that much impact talent, you're not getting it out of one draft class. You're not getting it out of one free agent period.
Right.
So it's going to, you have to stack the 22 draft.
Right.
With the 23 draft. With the 24 draft, now you got three draft classes, three turns at free agency and player development.
But you have to hit on them. We can't have another Mitch Trubisky situation. Just can't happen. It clearly sets the franchise back. That's what we're dealing with now.
Correct. Completely agree with you. 312-332-3776. By the way, the pass rush win rate numbers are out going into this week.
Okay.
Number one is Chris Jones from Kansas City, then Miles Garrett, then Micah Parsons, then Trey Hendrickson, then Bradley Chubb, then Nick Bosa, Max Crosby, who I think is a star. There's nobody even close from the Chicago
Bears.
Nobody
even close.
Correct. So that's what we've got to get here. 312-332-3776. James is in Gurnee. Hey, James.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Hey, real quick, Dan, be careful running out there in the morning, man.
I will.
Keep your head on a swivel, honey.
I will. Thank
Cap,
you.
I just checking up on you. I had a little remnants from yesterday from Festivus of maybe Justin in Pittsburgh last year, his ear getting ripped off. I've been listening for 15 years. Are you okay today? You took a beating yesterday, and I love you, but are you feeling okay today?
Yeah,
Festivus
all good.
Festivus beat you up a little bit. You sure?
All good, man. I had my friends Black and Abdallah leave me a Christmas present today. And so, yeah, it's a good day, man. All is well.
I don't know if you heard that, Dion, but our buddy, who I love you like crazy, Cap, I've been listening for 15 years. He took a little bit of beating. I just want to make sure you're feeling not too sore and that your spirits are up for the holidays.
That's what Festivus is. Snorling put that together, and got to air your grievances.
Had an airing of grievances yesterday. How did I miss this?
Love you guys.
We love you. See ya. Yeah, we had an airing of grievances, so I took more than my share of shots.
Did you dish some out, too?
I did not.
You didn't air any grievances?
No. It did not.
It's very high road
of you. I'm just very blessed to be here every day.
Well, I agree. That's how I feel, too.
So, yeah, no airing of grievances.
Do you guys want to get anything off your chest while I'm here? I mean, I'm not here that often, so anything you need to say?
I think I'm good. I get to come here. I get to do this. Yeah.
It's fun.
I love my city.
I do, too.
Warts and all.
It's gorgeous right now. It looks like we live in a snow globe. I love it.
It's really cool.
It's really pretty.
Really cool. But I wish it was 85. Anyway.
He also wishes it were raining instead.
I know. No. No, thank you.
No, not the flurries. Are. That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about getting buried.
Yeah.
Unless you have nowhere to go, then it's magical. Like if you're home, fire going, and there's no reason to leave the house, then it's perfect.
Yeah, for that one night. But I don't want to wake up then and go, oh, God, I got to skid through this. I can't wear what I want to wear because it's slushy and dirt. Like 12 hours after the snow falls, it's gray and crappy.
Yeah, not always. Not always. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like winter. I'm sorry. I do. I'm not sorry, actually.
Shay is the guy who thinks October.
You know, I am too. October. We had this whole argument in November, didn't we? Yeah. When was that?
Bad. 312-332-37. It's awful. Friday, because you know what's coming. Friday folder, because Hoodie can't stop talking. We got so much stuff we didn't get to. That's next.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and J Hood Show.
All right, Friday Folder. Friday Folder is because Hoodie has so many lucid and awesome opinions, he just can't stop talking. And so we can't get to all the stuff that we have on our show prep list each day. So Shay created the Friday Folder.
I didn't create this. This was here when I got here.
All right, whatever.
What's it?
Just go with the bit.
It sounded good. Just go with it. Don't you know your role?
It's because Hoodie's been doing this for so long.
Your line there was just, that's right, here's the Friday Folder.
Yeah. It's not a Snorling's production.
Yeah, just take the credit for the Snorling production and move on.
My productions will be better than this. Take that.
Oh, for the love.
Take that, Danny, because actually Danny created it. Go ahead, Snorling.
All right, let's get started with the gold check mark on Twitter. I miss simpler times. There was once a time where there was one check mark, and you knew what it meant. Only certain people had it. Made sense. Now everybody can buy one, so everybody on Twitter can have one if they want one. They have now the legacy check mark versus a check mark for a purpose, and they also have the gold check mark for verified businesses. Can we just go back to the single check mark, please?
I didn't know there was a gold. What does that mean? What does it mean?
I was looking for audio from the Bears, which they always do a very good job of putting the audio of the press conference videos right on their Twitter.
Right.
And the Bears account popped up with a gold check mark.
For real? Well, now I have to look
at that. And I thought, just what the hell is this? There was once a time it was just one check mark. Why? Why now we have to have three different ones?
Simpler times.
I haven't seen a gold one yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I'm with you, but that whole platform is just like out of its
mind.
See,
now this one's still blue.
Are you verified?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I have blue.
Blue.
I'm not verified.
By the way, can I give you some breaking news?
Give it.
Absolutely.
In the NFL?
Does it deserve the sounder? Is it sounder worthy?
No, because it's not. They're not playing us. Adam Schefter is reporting Mike White's. The team doctors have told him they will not clear him to play with the rib injury.
Excuse me while I place a wager on the Detroit Lions.
Will be starting at quarterback.
Take it all back.
I'm going
Lions
to place
win.
A wager on the Detroit Lions if I can beat the line movement here. Let's see if we can get it done.
I'm going to do the same thing.
Can we all change our picks, please? Too. I would like to pick the Detroit Lions.
You can't change now. No, we had them before.
That is correct.
I'm making a change.
Zach Wilson will be.
My God, it went off the board as I hit place wager.
Dear goodness. Really that fast?
Literally as I was hitting place wager, it went off the board.
Okay, I just got the Lions. Hold on. Bet accepted. Lions +2. Snorling, take that!
Oh my gosh. All right, let me see what I can do here.
All right, let's continue with the Friday folder.
Hold on, I've got it. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Dion, it's going to be off the board. Only Kaplan got it in.
Ugh.
Take that.
A garter snake causes a stir aboard United Airlines plane in New Jersey. This was real-life snakes on a plane. We wanted to get to it earlier in this week as an animal story. We didn't get the chance. So here it is in the Friday folder. The unexpected appearance of a live snake on a plane caused turbulence among business class passengers on a flight from, guess where, Florida to New Jersey. The reptile stowaway, identified as a garter snake, turned up on the flight from Tampa. What would you do if you saw a garter snake going through the aisles?
My gosh.
I wouldn't know if it's a garter snake.
I wouldn't know if it was a garter snake or a poisonous something or other.
Let me ask you a question. Would you know if I said to you, that duck right there is a male or a female, would you know how to tell?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so there was a duck in the back by our house up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And my wife said, oh, look at that duck. I said, she goes, it's a beautiful female.
How could she tell?
And I said, oh, that's just bullshit. You know what? She's like, what do you mean? I said, how do you know? Well, the male have the brighter color. Is it the male have the brighter? One of them has the brighter colors and the other's kind of.
We'd have to ask Chauncey. I have absolutely no idea.
And I said, that's just ridiculous. You have no idea. What are you going to do? Go over, grab his webbed feet, spread his legs and go, yeah, it's a male.
There's no way.
There's no shot.
There's no shot.
Chauncey might know, but a normal human walking down the
just
street
the
right here.
Well, also
is this a male or female duck? No idea.
Okay, well, but there's a difference between like a snake on a plane. I'm in a contained environment, and there's a snake loose. Absolutely not. That's going to be a real quick no. A real quick no.
Live snake on a plane in business class. It says the passengers started shrieking.
Yes.
Nobody knew what was going on.
Correct.
Can you imagine business class passengers shrieking and then there's Chauncey? Don't worry, everybody. It's just a garter snake. It's not harmful.
Right. Chauncey would come out, relax, not poisonous, doesn't bite, just a garter snake.
Where did it come from, Shay? I have so many questions. Why was it there? Who brought it on?
That's not in the article. A spokesperson for United, when asked about the incident, said only that crew members who were alerted by passengers called the proper authorities. No mention was made by any of the parties involved as to how the snake might have gotten aboard.
How did they dispose
of it? It's a flight from Florida, so I think we have an idea.
Of course.
The flight's from Florida.
Right. Snake's just trying to go home.
Right.
Florida to New Jersey. Is New Jersey a hotbed for garter snakes?
Who knows? Doesn't he know what time of year it is? What's happening?
Yeah.
I
hate snakes.
I hate snakes. That makes my skin crawl a little bit.
Yes, same here. Shay.
How about this for a well-timed retirement? Owner retires before fire burns down his business. This guy, on a Sunday morning, he retired and removed everything from his store. Wednesday morning, flames took over the space and burned it to the ground.
Okay, that's like eerie.
That is eerie.
Eerie. Was there any nefarious cause for the fire?
Well, the first thought is that he did it himself for insurance after he left, right? But then you read he took everything out of there. There's nothing to claim. He probably didn't own the building. It was a rental space. It's just odd.
Wow. Okay, so he didn't own the building, and so he's not cashing in like a big insurance. I got my retirement.
Right.
No.
No.
It was a rental. All right, Shay.
All right. We also have, I want to get this headline out. It comes from Mid-Hudson News, serving the Hudson Valley Catskill region for over 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
Crack dealer arrested on Weed Street.
Danny used to hang out at a bar on Weed Street. Joe's on Weed. That was like a big happening spot back in the day.
Not that long ago, was it?
I think it still is.
It still is. It's still
Danny's
hopping,
nodding.
Yeah,
still a hopping spot.
It's a great spot.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. We have our own Weed Street.
I used to, when I was in high school, we would get really stoned on nights off and then like drive around being stupid idiots. And we laughed so hard one night just driving around because we turned onto High Street. Just the dumb things that you think about when you're stoned and young and stupid.
Correct.
Captain, this is for you.
No frame of reference.
A mother tattooed her eyeballs.
What?
She's now going blind.
Tattooed your eyeballs?
How do you even do that?
Wow.
And wait. And it affected her vision?
Yeah. 32 years old, Anaya Peterson was inspired to get the risky body modification procedure by an alternative model. She regretted her decision, obviously, because she got the tattoos. She said she looks like she's done 5 rounds with Mike Tyson, and she's going blind.
Yeah, because the ink probably got into the eyeball.
Why would you ever do such a thing?
Like, I like my tattoos, but on my eyes?
But on my eyes? Absolutely not.
Now, did you say eyelids or eyeballs?
Eyeballs.
Oh, no. My God.
One of them is purple, one of them is green.
That's so gross.
And both of them will be blind.
Right.
Awful.
She won't even be able to see it.
Insane.
That's dumb. That is, quite frankly, the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Same here. Same here. Is that it, Snore?
That's it.
Yeah, What? I'm going to have to Google that, and I don't want to, but it's going to send me on a deep dive.
I don't want to see her. Again, the breaking news is Zach Wilson back as the Jets' starting quarterback. Mike White has not been cleared medically. 312-332-3776. We will have the Cap and Jay Hood, Chicago Cut Steakhouse, Cut of the Day, and more. Tracy Butler in studio. Next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, the flurries are coming down, making Dion very happy.
Oh, my heart is bursting.
We will get to the weather in a moment with the great Tracy Butler, but I would love to get the two of you, Shay, Jake's opinion on the new TLC show that will be coming in January that will be a regular feature here on the show for the whole season of it. MILF Manor will debut on TLC in January. How awesome is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, are you into it?
Hi, Dion.
Hi, I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here with you and you too, Cap. Sure. Always. I have no idea what you're talking about, honestly.
It's a new show called MILF Manor.
I don't know. Nope, absolutely
not. Do you know what
not.
MILF means?
Don't know.
Tracy?
No, she doesn't, and she doesn't need to know.
I don't think I want to know.
We have to tell her, Dion. I think we got to tell her.
No.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
I don't think I want to know.
You need to know what that word means.
Can you
means.
Tell me, like, after we're on off the air?
Mother, I'd like to...
Uh-huh. That's what it means. Tracy, I told you you didn't want to know.
What? No, I didn't want to know.
I know.
You should know.
What is wrong with you?
No, she should
you?
Not know.
What is wrong with you?
A lot.
I know. It's not original to him, just so you're aware.
I didn't make it up.
Tracy, wait till you hear the cut of the day today.
Oh, my. Oh, good gravy.
Oh, no,
I can't take it.
I already know what it is. You don't want to hear it.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want to hear it.
Tell me to leave.
I know. She hates coming in here now because we play the funeral game with her.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not playing that game.
No, I hate that. I hate it.
I hate it, too.
I'm going to give
you
one and I'll let it go.
No.
Shivery.
No.
Stop it! Of course I'm going to his funeral. What is wrong with
you? Don't answer him.
I don't think Tracy would. I'm just saying.
Yes, she would.
Not even giving you an answer.
Tracy, let's talk about
dear.
The weather.
Yes, let's. I think that's why I'm here.
Sunday on the lakefront when it's Bears-Eagles.
That's right.
What are we going to have?
About 27 degrees. Wind chill will be anywhere from about 15 to 19 the whole game. We'll have a west wind going at about 15 to maybe 20 miles per hour. But I think we're going to have some sun.
Really?
I think we're going. And that could be maybe the first real sun we could have had in maybe 8 days.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. And December typically is one of the cloudier months of the year anyway. So this isn't unusual, but it just wears on you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So what about the weekend, the whole weekend?
The whole
I know
weekend.
It's Sundays, but like tomorrow, I get up in the morning, I get my coffee, let the dogs out. What am I dealing with?
This.
Really? Is it going to continue snowing a little bit?
Off and on. Yeah, just
it.
Like this. I mean, it's festive.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty.
Yeah, you know, very pretty.
Last night it came down, and here's the thing. Last night, you know, we ended up with quite a bit of black ice around the area because the temperatures were just hovering around freezing. It got some melting, and then this morning I had several folks say, whoa, my sidewalk is so icy. So we have to be careful. If you have some salt, you may want to throw that out. But I know we talked about salt for your pets and their
There's
paws.
There's pet-safe salt.
Yeah. Right, yeah, there
That's
is.
That's what we get.
Yeah, I remember you told me about that last year.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. So you may need that.
okay, in terms of accumulating snow, is this the latest we've gone where we haven't had really like a pretty good accumulation?
You know, we are behind. We're certainly below average for the month of December. We usually, by this time in December, probably have 3 or 4 inches of snow, and we don't have that. We probably have an inch, maybe an inch.
Well, have
and
we
a
had
half.
Any accumulating snow?
We have. Yeah, we back in November we had
did.
Some.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's been very, very quiet.
Was I out of town?
No, I'm sure you were. One you of your many vacations.
Oh yeah,
I think you blocked it out. You hate that, so that's probably why. I don't know.
Was it around Thanksgiving?
It was before Thanksgiving,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Before,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know the dates off the top of my head right now, but yes, it was.
Do we have any in the forecast?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's asking, are we going to have a white Christmas? Here's the big thing about Christmas. Too early to nail down maybe a snow potential late next week, but the one thing that is the cold. It is going to be, you think today's cold?
Yeah.
Our highs here late next week, we'll be lucky a couple of those days to get to 10 degrees.
I'm going to get a new winter coat today.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I don't own a winter coat, so.
Huh?
Like a don't mess with me winter coat.
Do you know where you live?
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Do you have a hat?
Yeah, I have like a ski hat.
And gloves.
I got one. Like one of the golf things sent us a free ski hat. So I have 3 or 4 different warm hats.
Yeah.
I just bought gloves the other day.
Oh, my God.
I went to REI.
But I came down today, and I need to go get more coffee, and I have no gloves. I have no hat. I have nothing. I have a coat.
Oh, honey,
this is all I
wore,
Tracy, right here.
I know.
That's it.
That's insane. You clearly didn't watch me.
Call him out, Trace. I love it.
Okay, now you can't tell me if it's going to be a white Christmas, but you expect me to prognosticate the whole season back in August.
Wait, I told you to...
Like, you
want to
know how are my Steelers going to be this season? You can't tell me in 7 days if we're going to have snow for Christmas weekend.
If we get snow next week, it is not going to melt. It is not going to melt, and we will have a white Christmas. To have a white Christmas, you have to have an inch of snow on the ground for it to technically be considered white.
I just would like to see some snow. I would like it to be like this. This would be lovely. This little flurries would be lovely.
Here's the Chicago Cut Steakhouse Cap'n J Hood cut of the day.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport. Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
He mentioned White Lotus, and I'm like, what's that?
Sounds scary, doesn't it?
A lot of gratuitous sex scenes, if that's an issue for you. A lot of gratuitous sex.
I got Pornhub. I can get that.
Wow. Oh, dear God. Oh, my gosh. Is it time for a break? I don't know what to say right now.
Hold on. What did Black and Abdali for me?
What? Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
I told you.
All right, cut.
I knew that was it. I was like, we're not ready to hear it
again.
That's
brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom, and Matt Moore's awesome dining creation. Try the new ski bacon and the mint Oreo ice cream pie for dessert. Or the carrot cake.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, yep. And on that note, happy Friday to us all.
I
think it's so funny.
Ready,
he's
shoot,
me,
aim is me.
He's always calling me child, but he just, whatever pops into his brain is right into the microphone.
And then immediately it was like it never happened. He's like, all right, now what are we talking about? It just, like you didn't even know.
And to all, a good night.
Yeah, bless.
Tracy, have a wonderful weekend.
You too, dear.
You got it.
You're the best.
Dion, a lot of fun.
Love hanging out with you, Kat.
Love
Thank
hanging
you
out
so
with
much.
You. Shay, JC. Have a wonderful weekend. Hoodie and I back on Monday to review Bears, Eagles. Tracy Butler brought to you by Shady Rays. Greeny. Then Carm York. Waddle Silby Holiday Party from Q Bar and Darien. It's awesome. And Black and Abdallah, my friends. Watch us on Twitch every day. See ya. Take that. From Chicago.